Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and kicking off the show with Prince and Three Eyed Girl. Be sure to, you can call in at 714-409-0614, and also I'm in the chat room. That should be called orgasmic. If I'm not mistaken, that's Menstrual Cycle. I also have another tune by Prince and Third Eye Girl entitled Octopus Heart with you guys. More likely we'll hear during the next live broadcast on Friday. And I definitely can feel that because I'm feeling, you know, you guys don't want to know all that. I'm feeling that PMS feel like right now. But it should be called orgasmic because I love it. It is so orgasmic. That's Prince and Third Eye Girl. And, you know, you can tweet Third Eye Girl. You can check them out on live stream. And also like their Facebook page, Prince and Third Eye Girl. He and his all-female band just rocking it and doing their thing. But, again, thank you for listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday of the Shock Entertainment Report. We're talking the popularity of adult novelties and sex toys. And, of course, always talking dating. Summer dating, someone who, you know, I guess will be entering the dating world real soon. But feel free to call in. So I'm going to come from the perspective of a hot nerd, a geeky nerd. So I'll be talking about the definition of adult novelties and sex toys and how they're now mainstream. That's why they're so popular now. You can go to your nearest Walgreens and Walmart and get sex furniture and sex toys. It's mainstream now. It used to be where you, you know, put your dark sunglasses on and go inside of an adult novelty store, or, you know, nowadays people really don't care if what is ordered, especially if they have no kids around. But nowadays, you know, people, you know, some people choose not to be discreet. So I'm going to be talking about it from a nerdy perspective, a hot nerd perspective, the nerd I am. But you feel free to call in and talk about this because, you know, Matters of the Heart is always recommended for the adult, grown folk, adult ages 18 and older. And I love it when you guys call in and talk and share your advice and experiences and all that, and also chat in the chat room. I'll be in the chat room, and just thank you so much. Now next week, let's talk a little bit more like beauty and fashion. You know, dressing sexy, the appropriate ways of grooming and makeup. You know, what's hot for in makeup trends for the summertime, for those who, you know, want to flirt or just want to put that ump their looks, and definitely love for you to call in and talk about that. There's a lot to talk about. We could talk about other things also because there's so much going on in the news. There are some interesting stories that I covered, like recently in California, a couple was arrested because they left their baby in the car while they strolled around a novelty store. And they said the reason why they did that was because they had been there previously and they had their baby with them, and they was told that no one under the age of 18 could be in the store. But you know, they know better. They could have asked somebody, hey, would you watch our baby while we go to make a run or run some errands for an hour to 30 minutes or something. But I'm going to talk about that too. You know, it's different perspectives, but the novelty business is so popular. We talked about it before, I guess a little over a year ago, when Belinda Bostic first was guest on the show, and we talked about why the eroticism and literature and sex toys and all that are popular among women. But it's just hot and popping right now, and has been for years. And it's just amazing. You can just go, you can shop online or go to Walgreens or Walmart and pick up your favorite novel, pick up vibrators or whatever is not a secret anymore with a lot of people. And it's just amazing. I've shared a lot of amazing articles, too, online today and, you know, other in the past week. But, again, thank you for tuning in. I'm heading to the chat room. You can call in at 714-409-0614. And remember, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for those of you that I have been networking with. And those of you that I do talk with in person, even though some people like tell me out front that, hey, I listen to your show, people give me hints and let me know that, hey, I listen to the show and I love it. And thank you. And thank you for giving constructive criticism and feedback, because still developing after 2 years, still, you know, and that's good. Development is good. It's still fun for me, and I'm glad that those of you that are new listeners or those of you that have been listening since March 21st, 2011, you know, are so supportive. And I look forward to those that are returning as guests, and I look forward to those that I will be meeting soon as that are coming on to that I can introduce to the audience, the listening audience, and listen to you, to the listening audience. I know I'm talking real. I guess I'm talking. I feel seductive, but let me get my articulation correct. introduce to you all the listen. Now I'm giggling. Introduce to you the listening audience. There's so many subject matters that we can discuss, and it's just, you know, a good thing. It's summer. And happy summer. Happy birthday. Today's your birthday. Shout out to all summer babies, because, you know, I'm a summer baby. My birthday is literally a month from tomorrow. And, also, I attended an awesome meeting last evening at the Woman's Clinic here at the Baptist Hospital here in Jackson, Mississippi, and had a super good time. Very informative meeting regarding the ideal protein diet. So a big shout out to dietitian nurse Emily. Thank you so much. A big shout out to all the other participants also that were at the meeting. You all should check out that website and check out idealproteindiet.com. It was created by Canadians about 25 years ago, and it's pretty cool. But, you know, on Monday's show, Motivate Monday, we will be talking about various popular summer diets. But again, thank you for tuning in.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the U.S. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love just love to flaunt. What I did the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it.
American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
And that, my friend, is a PSA for American Lung Association that I never get enough of sharing with you, because that is some good information. Okay, I didn't know the story from the Wikipedia route or elsewhere regarding the definition of sex toys and sex toys as adult novelties. But I'm checking out this website called Holistic Wisdom, Centrally Empowered. And they state that sex toys, there's an article, but you can look at sex toys, either sex toys are looked at as adult novelties, or they're looked at as medical devices. So you can go the novelty, or you can either shop with companies like Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic, or Pure Romance, like my friend Andrea Carter, or, you know, Adam and Eve. That's another one of my favorites. Those are novelties, but same devices. But if you're being consulted by a medical professional, are considered medical devices. And I remember when I attended a breast cancer awareness event last September. You all remember, in September, and I talked to a lot of medical professionals. And one medical professional I talked about to was regarding women's sexual health, and she discussed with me how they have the medical devices available for their patients, you know, a.k.a. in just the person next door terms, sex toys, but other medical devices when they're dealing with the, you know, your doctor or a medical professional. And this is what Holistic Wisdom, Centrally Empowered says about sex toys as adult novelties. Why are sex toys sold as novelties? And there is the novelty versus medical device. Sex toys are a wonderful way to improve sexual pleasure and in many cases improve your health. Consumers are becoming more and more turned on to the idea of using them for masturbation and to enhance their sex life with their significant other. With the explosion of their popularity, there are a lot of myths that confuse customers. like the one that says you will become addicted to them and regular sex will not be as pleasurable again. Another such myth is that sex toys are not effective because they are only novelties and not intended for sexual stimulation. There are many myths about vibrators in particular, and we have, they have an article also at that website regarding the vibrator myths. And, you know, whenever we talk to Belinda, Belinda also talks about certain myths and, you know, the proper do's and don'ts of maneuvering sex toys. And we have an article that delves into that, and that's called Vibrator Myths. Okay, why are sex toys considered novelties? With the sex toy industry booming with new products, and remember, it's a popular industry. This is a billion-dollar industry, like the skincare industry and other industries. With the sex toy industry booming with new products, you will often see manufacturers listing them as a novelty because there are two classifications for a sex toy, that of a medical device or a novelty. It may be confusing to understand that both are intended for sexual pleasure. In order for a sex toy to classify as a medical device, it must pass through rigorous criteria and be demonstrated to provide a medical benefit. Because of this and the law in most areas, and see, I'm going to talk about what is this? In my neighboring state of Alabama, there's the Anti-Obscenity Act law in Alabama. And I know even here in Mississippi, there are some sex toys that novelty stores are considered allegedly illegal to sell and market. But let me go on to talk about this. Because of this and the laws in most areas, sex toys manufacturers are forced to label them as novelties, even when they are fully intended for sexual arousal. One such example is a law in Texas that requires that sex toy retailers sell them as novelties. According to the state's obscenity code, an obscene device is a stimulated sexual organ or item designed to stimulate the genitals. It specifically refers to dildos, vibrators, and vaginal-shaped toys. Isn't it amazing that someone would see our own body parts as obscene? That is kind of amazing. Laws such as these are why you will see many adult stores posting signs that say sold only as novelties. With a variety of states that share similar laws, it appears that the novelty labeling will continue. The issue is more about the materials that sex toys are made of and if they are safe to use. And, you know, that's something that when Belinda is a guest on the show, she always clarifies, and the importance of keeping them clean, too, properly, that sex toys are made of and if they are safe to use. With many chemicals being used to create sex toys, it is important to be educated about what is safe and what is not. And then also they have a section called Sex Toy Education. Also, on this website, they really go into in-depth and to even into non-toxic sex toys and the topic of the different types of sex toys, green sex toys. You know, a lot of us think green. I posted an article today also regarding online boutiques, fashion boutiques that are eco-friendly. So a lot of us think green, you know, so they're Even being playful with sex toys. There are those that feel that it's important to think green, and also manufacturers, I guess they see that market. You know, green sex toys should be safe to use. And also, there are articles on this website regarding toxins in sex toys, choosing a vibrator, how to clean sex toys, where to hide sex toys, homemade sex toys, dual action vibrators, sex toys safety, sex toys in pregnancy, and personal lubricant, something that Belinda always stresses to us that is so important to use. And so I've shared information regarding that. Let's see. I'm going to look at, like, more sexual resources on this website. There's more information to share, but I just wanted to cover, like, that topic. Okay, there you can also find Holistic Wisdom on Twitter and on Facebook. also. So that's pretty cool. So if you're not on the website, you can visit them also on Facebook, Holistic Wisdom, Centrally Empowered, and very, 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 very resourceful. And also, I know that there was another article at this website that I want to talk about, and I'll talk about it right after another PSA and a little bit more music also. And also, praying for Mandela. You know, I've seen reports where that report that Mandela is alive, still on life support, but he's stable now. And so sending prayers and birthday wishes to him. His birthday was, I was thinking it was today, but it'll be next week. So sending much love to Mandela and prayers to his family. And I've also shared information also on Twitter regarding like the Mandela Foundation. I want volunteers to volunteer like an hour for his birthday. And so that's a good thing. I have also a special announcement from Kara, Non Kill Animal Shelter. I've been talking with Matt Holmes, Matthew Holmes, co-chair of Kara, via email. And he's been updating me regarding the events and need for volunteers also for events coming up like this weekend, a big event next month on the reservoir, and other events. But there's two events going on Saturday, so I'll be telling you guys more information also regarding Carol No Kill Animal Shelter events. But again, thank you. And I also want to thank True God Immortal for being guests on Saturday. We had a wonderful time. If you missed Saturday's show, you definitely need to check it out in the archive. It's, oh, let's see, I'm trying to think, is it the feature show? I think it might be the feature show. If Saturday show not featured, Monday show is, I think it's the featured show. But again, thank you for tuning in.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Okay. Women are definitely using more sex toys. Holistic Wisdom, Centrally Empowered, reported, I mean, almost 10 years ago, a research almost 10 years ago was revealed in 2004 in Chicago at the Women's Sexual Health State of Art Series Conference in conjunction with Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine regarding this topic. And that's, I mean, this is in 2004, that's like almost 10 years ago. So it was hot 10 years ago, so you know it's much a hotter topic now that women are using more sex toys now. The use of sexual aids and devices is often a sensitive and embarrassing topic for women, but a new landmark study on sexual aid usage conducted by the Berman Center may have changed women's acceptance of sexual aids and their ability to talk more openly about use of sexual aids with their spouses, partners, and friends. Just from this research, like almost 10 years ago, stated that, and that was then, just imagine how the stats are now, and we talk about stats sometimes. 1 in 5 women use self-stimulation at least once a week, which would equate to more than 17.5 million women nationwide. Now, this was almost 10 years ago. And of the women that use self-stimulation, nearly 60% currently use a sexual device to do so. The research indicates that in all, 44% of women between the ages of 18 and 60 have used a sexual device. This was almost 10 years ago, so we know that percentage is much higher now. Based on the study results, the authors suggest a connection between the use of sexual aids and devices with overall quality of life. Women who use sexual devices report experiencing higher levels of sexual function and satisfaction with their partner than non-users. This includes higher levels of sexual desire and arousal, as well as less pain during and after intercourse. Sexual device users also find it easier to reach orgasm but compared to non-users who tend to have moderate success. With these findings, we can safely suggest that all of these characteristics were significantly correlated with higher levels of quality of life in respondents. And I'm looking at pictures of different products, from sex toys to lubricants to beautiful baskets and adult gifts. And this is an amazing website right here, Holistic Wisdom, Centrally Empowered. So, again, follow them on Twitter and like their fan page, also on Facebook. So there's truth to that. So I just want to just talk a little bit about that, because I was going to go into the Wikipedia definition and go into, you know, the different subcultures of the adult novelty and sex toy industry. But we can still do that. And you can feel free to call in, too, to share your experience or share your opinion regarding it. And also, I thought it's pretty interesting to talk about the Anti-Obscenity Act, the Anti-Obscenity Law Act also. But that's if we have time, I guess. I pretty much just starting the conversation or continue the conversation from when we started it a little over a year ago regarding the popularity of the eroticism industry, the adult novelty industry, sex toy industry, you know, the novels, the sleepwear, lingerie. We can go all in deep regarding this sensual, sexy industry. Can't we? We can handle it from different directions. We can, you know, stay real educational, or we can get really deep and naughty in our language. It's, you know, either way.
My name is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. And I want to tell you about what you can do and what we need to do as a nation to help fight for cleaner air. We as a nation need to cut emissions, that is pollution, coming from big polluters like coal-fired power plants and ocean-going vessels. We need to fix old, dirty diesel engines to make them run cleaner. We need to strengthen the standards for ozone and for particle pollution to better protect our health. And we need to improve our decaying infrastructure of air monitors, because that's how we find out whether we have pollution problems and when we're cleaning them up. And finally, most of all, we as a nation must enforce the laws that help us improve our air. Now, to find out how your community's working with clean air, how the air in your community ranks, go to the American Lung Association State of the Air report on our website at www.lungusa.org. That's LUNGUSA.org. On that website, you can type in your zip code and find out the grade that your community gets for air pollution. While you're there, you can join our advocacy team. On our website, you can sign up for our e-advocacy to get involved and send messages to members of Congress and to the administration to urge them to take action to protect the air we all breathe.
Okay, there's silence because another song was going to play, but
don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love you, she's all I
Favorite bands from the 80s. And now, Miss Michael. Funny, funny, funny jokes here at this website. Check this out. This is called Funny Condoms. A man walks into a drugstore and asks the pharmacist for a pack of condoms. Paying for them, he bursts into laughter and walks out of the store. The next day, he comes in again. Again buys condoms, and again walks out laughing. Thinking this is somewhat strange, the pharmacist asks his assistant to follow the man if he comes back. Sure enough, the man comes in the next day and walks out laughing. This time the assistant goes after him, returning 20 minutes later. So, did you follow him? Asked the pharmacist. Yup. Where did he go? Your house. That is a funny one. And here's another one. Two sperms taking a swim. Two sperms are swimming. One looks over at the other and says, I'm exhausted. Are we almost there? The other sperm looks back at him and says, are you kidding? We just passed the esophagus. I know those are funny. I know they're dirty and naughty, but they are hilarious. And I want to share one more. Love to Scratch is the name of this joke. A man was laying in bed with his new girlfriend. After having great sex, she spent the next hour just scratching his nuts. Something she seemed to love to do. As he was enjoying it, he turned and asked her, why do you love doing that? Because, she replied, I really miss mine. She really misses hers. That's why she loves scratching his. And one more for it. Wow, this is called 68. While making love, a man says, darling, let's do 68. 68? What's that? His wife inquires. You do it to me and I'll owe you one. So those are cute. And also on this website, A Holistic Wisdom, 10 things you don't want to say during sex. One, but everybody loves funny. I'll do it 10 to 1. Number 10, you don't want to say I have a confession. Number 9, did I mention my transsexual operation? I know. I have a lot of friends who are transsexual. 8, you're almost as good as my ex. 7, did I remember to take my pill? 8, you're almost as good as my ex. 7, did I remember to take my pill? 6, I thought you had the keys to the handcuffs. 5, on second thought, let's turn off the light. 4, can you please pass me the remote control? Whoa, boring. 3, did I mention the video camera? 2, you woke me up for that and one. But everybody looks funny naked. So that's just a funny thing to share. I just wanted to share that. Just some little naughty, dirty humor. I have friends and relatives who always keep me laughing with jokes and stuff. So I just wanted to do my part in the sense of humor category.
Got great legs to figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must the brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Love it. Shot and Etta Finhell, Wild at Heart. Yes, Wild at Heart. Folkcast remix. Friends of mine at SoundCloud.com. Oh, man, love it. Oh, man, shout out to my friends in San Antonio. DJ Swan, I met a guy here in Jackson that is from San Antonio, and he told me he met DJ Swan recently and showed me some awesome pictures of DJ Swan, and I have loved networking with DJ Swan and love playing his awesome tracks and music. In fact, he sent me some pretty cool music this week, so I have been adding like a lot of his new music onto the my playlist, because I know sometimes you guys get tired of hearing some of the same tracks. So I have a lot of new music that I've been placing on the playlist, and you're going to love it. You know, different genres appeal to me just like to you, so I'm doing my best to, you know, to share, because I get music from artists from different genres, and you guys know this. So from, you know, musician, artists, rap artists, vocalists, blues, rock, gospel. Love to get more gospel. You know, and of course, being in a gospel music state also. But I get all kind of music, a lot of indie music, of course, indie music of different genres, mainstream music. I've been getting a lot of good music. So I have a lot of new music on the playlist. But, you know, different songs kind of go with the vibe of different shows. So you're going to be hearing more. And if you want me to want to hear your music, definitely send me your music. Show me what direction to go and to tell me, hey, it's okay to download this from so-and-so and add to your show. I like to get the okay from artists. And, you know, like artists to send me the music and let me know, hey, this is for your private listening pleasure, or this is for you to share with your audience and with your friends, you know? So, again, thank you for networking with me. It's so much fun. So let's keep on doing this show. We still have 30 minutes of live streaming. Feel free to call in at 714-409-0614. I've been having a little trouble getting into the chat room. Hopefully I get up in there before the end of the broadcast, because it's always fun chatting with you. If you don't have a listener profile account, please, please create one so you can interact with us here at Blog Talk Radio, within the Blog Talk Radio community, and most definitely chat with us in our respective chat rooms, especially me in my chat room. It's always fun. Okay? So, remember, this is Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is Wednesday.
Beautiful. justice. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, love that song. Chris Starr, Minneapolis' own. Beautiful Stranger. Also, I networked with Dylan from SeaWorld High Fashion. And he has new material coming out. SeaWorld High Fashion did release an EP a while back. And he has new music also as a solo artist. And his brother, Johnny Panic, has music. And also, he introduced me to some of his friends who are students in Orlando. And I'll be sharing music with you of his friends also. They're pretty cool trio of guys of rap and sing. So they're like a group of singers and rappers. They're a multi-talented band, a trio, I must say. So shout out to you kids. Thank you so much. I'm loving it. Here's High Fashion.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close-up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts can buy. A caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests with extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rap game punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna. New whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for faux play, photo cow blowing dick on. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt on.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld High Fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld High Fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld High Fashion. Swag is amazing.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. We're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
That's the song that did it all. High fashion. I've been in love with their work, Dylan's work, since I heard that song. Love it, love it, love it. Love the music. It's so awesome.
Thank you. top love. How you coming through the ceiling? Look so good, plus your body be appealing. About to take you down, you can charge me for stealing. Mama, so why? I'm a firefighter. Set up with it out, I'd rather ignite it. Got me going crazy, on my liar life. Truth is what you make it, you make it, I desire. Switching up a position, got me on a mission. You good luck, I believe in superstition. Got that good, can't fight the addiction. She a bad habit, I ain't trying to kick it. Rolling in the sheets, on her like a beast. Like me, a lady who for me will be a freak. Sex game girl, only rule is the bleed. Yeah, I like to give now, what you got for me? Club scene, not a love scene. Sipping on a light harvest with a beauty queen. I'm a photo op, no Photoshop. These women love my hair, they say I got crop. Chilling on the illest swag a nigga ever been on. Swapping like a motherfucker, looking like a million. X say I got that shit that make them go crazy. Current don't say nothing, but oh baby. Still be out in the streets like I'm a free man. And you still coming up short, we man. I'm about to switch up the squad with the reed man. Pull up with an 18 and no minivan. Pop a bottle, fam. Got them eating up game like a 100 grand. Playing sex games, time where everybody win. I see a couple more contestants. Let them in. Come on, let them in.
Junior, I am going to contact him today and work on confirming the date when he's available to finally come on the show. He told me recently he's not with the same management that he's back with, so either I will be communicating. He and I have always communicated directly, but you know you have to respect the protocol also. So he has new management or new representation. Then I'll do that. Talk with that person. But I know a few weeks back he said he's ready. So I need to go ahead and confirm that date because I had so much fun profiling him when he was scheduled to come on the show during the holiday season. But he had a family emergency. Remember that? And oh my God, I love the BET Awards when his dad, Elder Barge, introduced Austin Brown. I was like, oh man, this is so awesome. So that was so cool right there. So I'm gonna share with you right now information regarding Kara event this weekend and this summer also. So I know I'm talking on email to Matthew, who is one of my co-chairs. Okay, I was completing the email right quick. We're talking about the events this weekend, and on Monday there are events happening. And so just solidifying a lot of some stuff. I was talking about some stuff. Okay. The Kara at the Capital City Roller Girls Dog Days Derby, and with the Nine Lives for Nine cat adoption event, was a success. And maybe they have a few some vacancies now. But also on Monday, and I mentioned this to you all before, there will be the mystery dinner on July 15th at Olga's at 4760 I-55 on North Frontage Road, Suite D. And that's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8:30, and it's hosted by Bay Plus. On August 24th, Dog Days of Summer will be happening, and that is in a reservoir. So let everyone that you know, your family and friends and coworkers, know about that event. Now, the event on Monday is going to be like mob style. So you come dressed in your costumes, okay? Please join Kara for an evening of murder, mayhem, and the mob as we journey back to the 1920s Great Gatsby era. I think that's still a movie I need to see. That's really on my summer movie to see list, along with a few other movies. Kara's Night of Mystery is a fundraiser hosted by Bank Plus at Olga's Fine Dining, located at 4760 I-55 North Frontage Road, Suite D, in Jackson, 39211, right off the highway. You can't miss it. If you're in the city or near the city or coming through the city, you cannot miss it. A food will be provided by Olga's Fine Dining and Crazy Cat Bakers, Dressed to Impress, prizes for best female and best male costumes. Tickets are $45 in advance and $55 at the door. Come eat, play, and shop at the silent auction to raise money for Carol. So, and also there's a Facebook page called Carol's Night of Mystery for you to get more information. And then also on Saturday, and those of you that you don't want to volunteer or become a new volunteer, there's an event going on at Tractor Supply in Clinton from 11 a.m. to 2. Kara will be having a Kara adoption booth at Tractor Supply in Clinton from 11 to 2. They'll be promoting Kara, have Kara pups at the event, be selling Kara hats and T-shirts, and promoting Kara's new dog park that's in the process of being built. Volunteers will be responsible for walking and socializing Kara dogs and telling folks about the dog and that they're walking and socializing, as well as generally telling folks about Kara and how and being a responsible dog owner. And also there are flyers. So if you're interested, there is still space for volunteers. And also on the 20th at Petco in Madison, there will be an event where Kara will have an adoption booth at Petco from 11 to 2. And the same thing will be, there will be pets on hand and also Kara hats and T-shirts also. And if you would like to volunteer, please do so. Another event on July 27 at PetSmart by Target on I-55 and County Line Road. That's Saturday, July 27th. Day after my late brother's birthday, my mentor is getting married on that day. There's a lot of stuff going on that weekend. Same thing, we'll be promoting Kara, and Kara pups will be at that event. Hats and T-shirts, and also providing you all with information regarding the dog park, which is in the process of being built. And if you're interested in volunteering, please do so. And also there will be another event on August the 3rd at Petco in Madison. And also, Dog Days of Summer is on August the 24th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So mark your calendar for that. It's going to be on the reservoir at the Pilliatchie Shore Park. Mark your calendar for Kara's Dog Days of Summer. Our biggest, well, I don't think reservoir. I'm thinking, yeah, the reservoir. So there's Lakeshore Park, there's Pilliatchie Shore Park, there's a lot of parks. Our biggest fundraiser of the year, and from a volunteer standpoint, certainly our most labor-intensive. And also, Matthew was telling me there's going to be a volunteer orientation like 30 minutes beforehand. So those of you that are interested in becoming a new volunteer or you're a veteran volunteer, it's not mandatory but important to be a part of that orientation just so you can know the logistics of what's going on. And also, there would be a silent auction, Children's Carnival, Tasty Food, Blessing of the Pets, Educational Exhibit, Arts and Crafts market and more. Oh, that sounds awesome. I don't know if I'll be here, but if I'm here, I'm definitely going to have a lot of fun. I should set up a Mark Girl booth at the Arts and Crafts Market. That should be awesome. And also, you can volunteer all day, 10 a.m. throughout the day until finish, or in shifts, 8 a.m. to 12:30, or 12:30 to 4:30. And also, there's a Facebook page. If you really want to know more information and be updated, call Dog Days of Summer. And every Wednesday in Bellhaven, there's an event called Dog and Brew, Dog Social. And it's for those close to Bellhaven or those that like the Bellhaven area. I love the Bellhaven area. Or, you know, you might be getting off work or out of school or summer school's going on or anything. Check out the Dogs and Brews informal social gathering in Laurel Park in Bellhaven on Wednesdays, if weather permitting, from 6 to 8 for people with dogs or people who like to be around dogs who might enjoy drinking beer or two while watching a bunch of dogs have fun. There's a Facebook page. I'm in that group, so you can join that group. Also, Tara has an Adopt Release program. Where if you cannot own a pet, a dog or cat, either you're a student or you just don't have the time or et cetera, you can be a part of the Adopt a Leash program where you can adopt a dog or cat leash, but the pup or cat still lives at the shelter for a monthly donation of $30. Payable online, you can visit care@caroms.org or Melian. You will help provide for your pet, and you will have the opportunity to socialize with them at the shelter at least 4 hours a month, or even take them to a community event. Dogs only. You know how finicky cats are. You will be asked to make a minimum commitment of 1 year and to complete foster and volunteer forms at the shelter. I met people who went, you know, like after the year's over, maybe they went ahead and kept the pet, or even before the year, they just decided to adopt the pet. Interested, stop by the shelter to select your special one and check out the pictures on the website also. And care is always in need. It's like all the other shelters here and all across America, across the world. The care shelter is in need of cat litter, industrial fans, 39-gallon garbage bags, dog treats, dog chews, and canned cat and kitten food. Also, old blankets, pillows, sheets, and towels, a warm, comfy bed, and cash donations, as well as the special needs mix and puppy food and dry dog food, and are always good items to donate. And the special needs email Kara, and they'll send you the recipe of what is needed for the special needs mix. And also, if you love Amazon, so does Kara. Kara has a wish list on the Amazon site, which offers another way to donate with needed items to the shelter. Just go to Amazon.com registry / wish list 1JGQB. And you can always network with Kara by visiting KaraMS.org, Facebook Kara Cares, Twitter Kara Shelter, and Pinterest Kara of Mississippi. And Kara, thanks you for your love and your support. And again, Allison Brand and Matthew Holmes are Kara Community Council co-chairs. So an event will be going on at the Renaissance. At first, I mentioned it to you a long time ago, and they thought the event was canceled, but it's not. It was a Hallmark event at first, but now it is a Renaissance event. And so very excited. They're very excited about that event. And I might be, like I told you about a month ago, I might be at that event, I might not. But you guys would know, I'll let you know. But they definitely need volunteers for the event at the Renaissance. So instead of it being just Hallmark's event, it's going to be the Renaissance at Colony Park event. And if you keep up with media, news in the media in Mississippi or if you're out of state, you might have seen it advertised and promoted through media ads. And also, Kara would like you to know that it's very important for us to stay and neuter our pets also. And look forward to Matthew and one or two others coming on the show in the near future being guests. The event, now remember there's the Tractor Supply event in Clinton going on. There's the event at in Ridgeland at the Renaissance. And the event is a Christmas in July theme. And again, it's not canceled. It had been thought to be canceled, but it is not canceled. Okay? Well, thank you so much for that. I know I was about to take up a lot of time, but I wanted to get that information out there to you all. If you're near or far away, I just wanted to get that info out there to you. Now back to the program. I had left the screen, so I'm trying to get back to my to the studio screen. Okay, there we go. Coming on, heads on back. What's going on? Okay, we have about 3 more minutes of live streaming, but the show is not over, not yet. Candace Glover's album, originally expected to drop in mid-July, has been delayed, and DeFario ditching his management. Stefano is ditching his management company. He is on his own now. They say that American Idol makes season 13 audition changes. Get ready for the return of the white guys with guitars following a lackluster season 12 in which it was oh so obvious the producers were trying to lay the groundwork for someone without a guitar to win. Maybe they're learning from their mistakes and are thinking the ratings will rise if more singers with guitars are included. Regardless of any protestations we may have and the change they're making starts all the way at the beginning with the auditions. For the first time in American Idol history, contestants can now play the guitar during their auditions, but there are still stipulations. According to the official Idol website, please note that each audition must start with an a cappella piece, and hopefuls will only be able to use their guitars after the a cappella audition at the discretion of the producers. Auditioners are not required to perform with a guitar at any time. The auditions mentioned above are the initial cattle call auditions in front of the producers, but the safeguard they're putting in place of having to sing a cappella first is a smart decision, or else the singers may try to hide behind the guitars right from the first moment. This change is one of what is expected to be a long line of tweaks and format changes for season 13. After the low ratings of season 12, executive producers Nigel Lithgow and Ken Warwick are out and have been replaced with new execs in charge, and the network looking to freshen up the long-running series. Only time will tell what else is in store. Auditions for the new season begin July 11th in Salt Lake City, Utah, and continue through the rest of July and part of August in San Francisco, California, Detroit, Michigan, Atlanta, Georgia, Boston, Massachusetts, Austin, Texas, and Omaha, Nebraska. Online auditions have begun, so contestants cannot play the guitar, so their audition is waived. And then Candace Glover's going to have a release date. The reigning American Idol champ Candace Glover is not only busy in rehearsals for the American Idol Live Tour, which kicks off July 19 in Kent, Washington, but she's also been in the studio recording songs for her debut album, Music Speaks, that originally was scheduled for a July 16 release date, just 3 days before the start of the tour, but there's been a change of plans. Rumors have been swirling over the past couple of weeks that the album will be delayed until August 27, but Candace herself announced this week that the new release date isn't until October. She tweeted, "Okay, so as y'all know, I've been working on my album, Music Speaks, and rehearsing for tour this summer since Idol ended. My album is almost done. I'm making the music, and I've always wanted to make, but I just want to take a little more time to perfect it for you." She went on to reveal the new date, excited to say that the album will be out on October 8th. Can't wait for y'all to hear it. Promise it'll be worth the wait. The reason why her album was originally going to come out in July was they could capitalize on the buzz following her win by releasing as close to the finale as possible. This was likely as a result of low ratings and bad publicity surrounding season 12, so a month-long wait might not have been the best idea. But the delay may be the better option for Candace. If she had released it in July, she probably wouldn't have been able to promote it all that much because she would be out on tour. Now she can spend more time to record more songs if need be, as well as line up a strong publicity and marketing campaign in the fall. Also, when asked if there's going to be a second single after her debut, I'm Beautiful, she responded, "You guys will hear a new song on tour." And Stefano Legone leaves 19 Management, and they go on with that story. But I want to definitely give you the news regarding Candace and also regarding the new rules that they also have at American Idol in regards to the auditioning process. I think that's some news that a lot of you listeners definitely wanted to know and definitely wanted to hear. And I got that from Buddy TV. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
I'm your darkness, should disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. So reach for me, I'll be right here. Still in love with you. When the wind, the chains come blowing,
appear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. You'll reach for me, I'll be right here.
Wow. Mars Mills. Goodbye. Okay, it's summertime, and so seems like another topic that I enjoy sharing information with is date ideas. And I've run across a few articles that seem interesting, and here is here are some daytime date ideas for couples, and probably good for if you're going on a date, you're a couple anyway, if it's just for that date. And this is courtesy of yourtango.com. Allie Churchill. Summer is my father's sexy season of the year. The days are longer. The sun is out and shining. Temperatures are rising and things are getting steamy in your relationship. You love walking in the tide at the beach and taking in a ball game, but those daytime date ideas are so last summer. Fall back in love with your significant other this summer with one of those exciting day dates you'll never forget. The zip line into jumping in fountains. Again, because we always share these ideas, and this is good also for new dates also, some of these ideas. Because all of us, like yours truly, are not romantically involved or anything, but might be going on daytime dates or casual dates or whatever, you know. Pick seasonal berries to nibble on later. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, all in the season this time of year. So head out to the country for a day. It's been an afternoon picking and sneakily snacking on berries on a farm. You can stir them in a cool pitcher of sangria, bake them in homemade blueberry pie, or dip them in a chocolate fondue for two later. Sounds good to me. Swing through the trees on a zip line and adventure. What gets your heart pounding, your palms sweating, your pulse racing? No, not that. Going on an outdoor adventure like zip lining can be just a thing to shake things up in your relationship. Just imagine being suspended hundreds of feet above the trees, looking over a sky-high view and hurling at up to 85 miles per hour. Talk about an adrenaline rush. Then outdoor play. If all the world's stage, play the part of Romeo and Juliet and take notes from the master of romance himself, William Shakespeare. Take in any one of his classic comedies, from Much Ado About Nothing to The Comedy of Errors or The Taming of the Shrew. The English playwright was known for his lovesick characters, slapstick comedy, and witty wordplay. He was a total romantic at heart. Many of his plays are showcased outdoors this time of year. Check out which theatrical groups are putting on shows in your area. And then mix glasses of adult lemonade. During the dull days of your childhood summers, there is nothing more refreshing than a tall glass of citrusy, freshly squeezed lemonade. But now that we're adults, this kitty drink needs a little kick. Raid your cabinets to spruce up your homemade lemonade, then you can just kick back, relax, and quench your thirst. And also praying for Randy Travis also. Praying for him to improve and do better and get well soon. Okay, jump in fountains. Remember when you were a kid? Oh my God, now that's fun. Jump in. Remember when you were a kid and you loved running through the sprinkler on a scorching summer day? Relive your childhood summers together by splashing around in a public fountain, dance, play, and just lounge in the cool water. Pretend it's your own private oasis. And have a sexy staycation. Sure, you could jet out to Aruba for a weekend or book a stay at a private resort on a private island if you're royalty. For the rest of us, non-celebrity couples, and, you know, I have a lot of listeners who are celeb and non-celeb couples, and, you know, we're all human. We all like to have fun, bottom line. So this is for all. Elaborate day trips don't always fit into our budget. Instead, take a sunny day off from work for a sexy at-home vacay. Pull out your beach chairs, lounge out in the backyard, sip on fruity drinks, don your resort best, and give each other rub downs of tanning oils and lotions, and I'm adding cocoa butter or, you know, all kinds of good stuff. A sensual massage can then turn into something a little more. So that is cool. So next week, let's talk beauty and grooming and all that good and fun stuff, you know, loungewear and PJs and lingerie. If I can, I will. I have invited Linda Carter, her baby doll. Satin dolls, lingerie. We'll follow up with her and see if she would like to be a guest to talk about lingerie. And we can, you all feel free to talk about makeup and grooming and, just the experience of getting that more oomph and just taking care of ourselves, beauty and grooming wise, and especially when it comes to love and romance and all that good stuff. And it just feels good to feel good and smell good. You know, some of us do it just for ourselves. You know, it's good to share it and do it for yourselves. Make you feel good and sexy and, you know, and knowing that you smell good and you look good. You smell and look good to yourself. You know you smell and look good to your significant other or to whom you would like to attract. Right. So let's talk about that on next week and other topics also, okay? It's almost time to conclude the show, but I just wanted to share that, and we can go on and on and on. This was at the beginning of the discussion. Well, I guess that continuation of talking about how popular that billion-dollar industry of adult novelties and sex toys and all that is happening. Also on this week, talk about what we are reading. What erotic poetry or literature or books or novels that you are diving into. Okay? I've been a big supporter of my longtime online friend, Demetra. And Demetra, I became friends with a few years back when Brian Cuban was hosting Revolution Rant here on blogtalkradio.com. And I love her work. I love Zane's work. And I have, to be honest, I haven't read 50 Shades of Grey yet. So I still need to read that trilogy. I've attempted to get that novel recently. But I am reading Confessions of a High Priced Call Girl. So I'm reading that book, and she has a few other novels that I'm reading, and also I need to catch up on 50 Shades of Grey. So when I first started the show, I used to talk a lot about different types, different books, and there are authors that will be guests on the show in the near future also. So, you know, also would love to know what business books you're reading, music books. I'm always reading health and fitness books, and I know this. And what periodicals do you like? What are some of your favorite periodicals and magazines that you like and enjoy reading? So, you know, let's talk about that, and maybe we can, do the Culture Shock Entertainment Reports book club thing, and we can share, you guys call in and let us know what books you are reading and recommend them, and let's make some things happen. It's nothing like just stirring up and talking about our favorite literary pieces, right? Right, I know this. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I believe I will go ahead and conclude the program. I think I might want to play a little bit more. And remember to check out Ideal Protein Diet. Also, I feel like I'm missing out on something telling you something, but I will tell you next time, God willing, on Friday when the show is broadcast in the Friday edition, where we'll be talking all stories, entertainment, lifestyle, music, sports, of course. There's a lot of sports to talk about. And remember, thank you for your I love your support, your feedback, your constructive criticism, all that good stuff. But we'll go ahead and conclude the program right now. I'm out of my studio screen. I thought maybe some of you might want to hear a little bit more Prince and Third Eye Girl again. But Friday is going to be really a party. We'll be playing a mixture of different genres, hip-hop, rap, smooth jazz instrumentals like Prince and Third Eye Girl. And I keep getting tongue-tied on that. And all that chocolate on top. And again, thank you for your love and support, and have an awesome, awesome week. A happy birthday if you're going through something that's not so hot. Sending love to you and hugs to you for things to get better. Okay? Well, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for networking with me. Following me on Instagram, Instagram.com, Culture Shock, Inc., Beth, KULTRE. SHOKENTBETH, Tumblr, the same thing, KULTURESHOKENTBETH.tumblr.com. You know, on the profile page, there's the link. You can like the Facebook page. Thank you for those of you that have been liking the page. Come on, like the page, because I want to start giving freebies and giveaways and all that good stuff. And maybe some of the artists that I play music will also be providing you guys with, you know, maybe some goodies also, you know, so courtesy of. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and support. You are super amazing. God bless. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Beatrice.